This is a World Challenge devotion by Gary Wilkerson. God and His ways are just. A.W. Tozer said that every problem we face is actually a theological problem. Strange, isn't it? You would think it would be a psychological, emotional, or physical problem. I agree with Tozer, though. The core of most of our problems is theological. Theology dictates not only our behavior, but it defines the core value of our lives. Our behavior, actions, will, and emotions spring from that. If we don't understand that God is a God of grace, then we're going to live under condemnation, guilt, and shame. If we don't understand that He's a God of holiness, we may end up living a compromised life because we feel like He isn't worried about us and that our lives are no big deal. If we don't believe God is fair and just, we're without direction, like feathers blowing in the wind. Justice is a subjective word to humans, but not to God. What God does is just, but it also comes out of the justness of His very character. It's the arbiter, the red line, the final word of fairness in all of the universe. He is just, therefore He is impartial. He is non-discriminatory. He doesn't see life as we humans do, because as the source of all things, He is outside of time and space. There is no outside rule that God must look and adhere to. Rather, He is the rule. In other words, when God does a thing, it becomes just because He defines, He is justice. Whatever He wills to do becomes a just action in itself. This is probably the most common and serious problem people have with God. We measure Him by our human perception of Him rather than understanding that He is the yardstick everything and everyone is measured by. Even at the height of our own intellect and experience, we see in a mirror dimly. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. There is hope, though, beyond our feeble powers of understanding. Letting go of ourselves and spending time with God are the superpowers that deliver peace. The closer we are to God, the more we comprehend Him and the fact that He is completely trustworthy. Rather than raging against Him because He doesn't meet our expectations, we lean into Him and rest in Him. He is wholly just and fair and good, and His love for us is without limit. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.